Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel, we're up to Siv Gimel, top line on page 194. The Mechaber says, "Imhayu rochvim v'amru nochal." They were riding on animals, a group of people, and they said, "Let's eat." Afal pisha kol echad ochel mikikaro. Even though each person is eating from his own loaf, v'lo yardu me'abehemos, and they don't go down from the animals mitzdarfin, they can still join together for a zimun. So they're all on their own individual animals. They say, "Let's eat." They don't go down from the animals. They can still join together for a zimun. Kevan she'omdu b'makom echad, since they stopped and they stayed in one place. But if they were going and eating as they were traveling on their animals, they would not be able to make a zimun. If they were eating in a field spread about, everyone was all spread out, even though they were all eating at the same time, and they're all eating from the same loaf of bread, since they were not kovei a place to eat, they are not mitzdarif together. That is the Mechaber. As we'll see in the Mishabura, we had an identical halacha in the Shulchan Aruch when it came to joining together for the bracha of Hamotzi, and here we're saying the exact same thing when it comes to making a zimun. The Rama switches gears totally. He writes, "Haminug shelo lezamin bebeis oved kochavim." The minug is not to make a zimun in the house of an idol worshipper. V'nirli atam. It appears to me, says the Rama, the reason is mishum delo yuchlu likboa atzman bebeis oved kochavim. People are not able to be koveya themselves, to set themselves up as a kvius in the house of an oved kochavim. Mishum yiras haoved kochavim, because they're afraid of the guy. They're afraid of the oved kochavim, so they can't get too comfortable there. They can't be koveya themselves. V'havi ki'ilu ochlu b'lo keva. And therefore, even if they're eating there as a group, it's considered they're eating there without a kvius, and they can't make a zimun. That's reason number one. V'odan, furthermore, the yesh lochosh lisakona im yishanu benusach habracha. We have to be worried about danger if they're going to change the regular nusach of the bracha. V'lo yomru harachaman yivarech bal habayis hazeh. If they're not going to say the normal girsa of the harachaman, he should be mevarech the bal habayis hazeh. So the concern that might be dangerous if the guy knows that that's the normal girsa and they're not saying it, he's going to get upset. Therefore, from the beginning, they were not kovei themselves, only that each one should bench on their own and avoid this problem. And therefore, one should not change from this custom. Even if these reasons don't necessarily apply, it's someone that's an ovik achavim that you have a shaychus with, you're not afraid of him, and you can settle there still. Since l'maisa that is the minug, in all cases we say if you're in a house of an ovik ochavim, you're not considered eating bikvias and you do not make a zimun. So those are the two reasons the Rama brings down. Let's see the Mishabura Siv Katan Chav Hei. So going on the first case of the Mechaber, you were riding on animals and a person said, "Let's eat." So then even though each person is eating from his own kikar, they didn't go off the animals, they can still make a zimun. Says in the Mishabura, Siv Zeh, Kilushono Mamish Muva L'Elba Simen Kuf Samel Zayin Siv Yud Beis. As I said before, this Lashon the Mechaber is brought down exactly earlier in Siman Kuf Samel Zayin. Elo Deshom Mayri L'Inyan L'Hotzi B'Birchas HaMotzi. There we're discussing joining together for the bracha of HaMotzi, and one person being Motzi the others. V'Hocha Mayri L'Inyan Sir Zimun. Here we're discussing joining together for Zimun. V'Din Echad L'Shneyam. They have the same exact din. Ukfar Be'arti Shom B'Mishabura Be'er Heitev Ayin Shom. And there I explained it in great detail. Over there, Lagabe Birchas HaMotzi, and the same thing applies over here, Lagabe Birchas HaZimun. Sivkotun Chavav Hochim V'Ochim Lo. So we said if they're on their animals and they say, "Let's eat," and they stay on their animals, they can join together for a Zimun. But if they're traveling while they are eating, they can't make a Zimun. Says the Mishabura Ubiyoshvin Ba'agola. Let's say they're sitting in a wagon. V'ochlin biyacha kishenosim. So instead of the case of the Mechaber where they're each riding on their own animal, so they have no connection really together, let's say they're all in a wagon together and they're eating together in the wagon. So ayin b'simin kuf samach zayin masher kasati b'shem ha-Magen Avraham. Look what I said in kuf samach zayin b'shem ha-Magen Avraham. Shem mistapik was that he's mesupik about it. U'b'chai odom hechriya de'bazeh. The Chai Olam is Machriya. We'll see the note in a moment to review what the Magen Avram says over there. But we'll first finish the Mishabura. The Chayalim is he was a Chariah. He decided like this. V'chein b'chol makom she safik. In this case, where they're riding in a wagon together, eating together, or any other case, they have a safik if you should make a zimun or not. B'shloshe yizamnu. If it's three people, you're not sure, there is no downside, you make a zimun. Aval ba'asara yesh lochosh la'askoras Hashem levatol. When there's ten, and we say Elokeinu, then we have to be worried about saying Hashem's name in vain, and therefore we would not say a zimun with Hashem's name. U'mikomokom nearly the yizamim b'loshem. However, if you have 10, you could still make a zimun without saying Elokeinu. Daha b'dievet yotza b'asara. Because like we learned, with 10 people, even though you should say Hashem's name, if you don't say it, you are yotze b'dievet af im lo hisker Hashem u'kidl'el b'sov simen kuf tzadi beiz. So very important points he brings here from the Chai Adam, before we get back to the Magen Avraham, that the Chai Adam comes out that whenever you have a suffix, if you're three, so just bench with a Zeman. When you have 10, we're not going to say just bench with a Zeman with Elokeinu, because then it could be the Shema Hashem Levatollah if you're not really Chayiv, but you could always bench as 10 with a regular Nusach of a Zeman without Hashem's name, because as we learned before, you are Yotzei B'dievid with 10 if you do not say Hashem's name as well. Now if you look at note 24, he gives us a little chazara of that which the Magen Avraham told us about his safek lagabi riding in a wagon. Aval ha'uchin basvina. But if one is riding on a boat, kosav le'el le'inyan birchas hamotzi, we learned earlier lagabi hamotzi, she'poshut she'afel Magen Avraham mitzarfim. That even according to the Magen Avraham, who's mesupuk when it comes to riding in a wagon together, according to the Magen Avraham, it would be okay to make a zimun together when you're on a boat, shekvias gemurahi. That's more of the kvias gemura. V'chein kosav aruch hashulchan l'inyaneinu. So too writes aruch hashulchan. So here we have that the Mishavura told us earlier, the same Magen Avraham who's mesupuk about whether you make a zimun if you're riding together in a wagon, says if you're riding together on a boat, you will make a zimun. What in the world is the chiluk between riding together on a boat and riding together on a wagon? So he brings right afterwards, v'bir ha'chiluk bein agolah l'sfina, the difference between riding together on a wagon or on a boat. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains, Shesvina eina chashuva kimahalachas. When one is on a svina, it's not considered the svina is traveling. Ela hamayim holchim tachteha. Rather, we view it as if the water is moving beneath the boat. V'hinochal la'olam al osamayim. And the boat is constantly staying on the same water. So it's more of a kvias. The water is moving, the boat is stationary on that water. That's the svara. It's not so pasha, but that's the svara that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, that a boat is more of a kvias. If you skip down to the next paragraph, he writes, Achin ayoshin le'echol b'rakeves. If they're eating together on a train, sheyesh ba shulchanos umakom beruvach le'echol. We're talking about a train where there's a place to eat, there's tables, plenty of room, the birchas habayis and the mukei arachayim, right, shebevadei mitzarfim, and for sure you join together for a zimun. Mishum shenechshav la'achila kvua kebesvina, it's like a boat, it's an achila kvua, u'kidin ayoshim habayis, and like it's those people that are sitting in the house, it's the same thing. V'chein kosav aruch ha'shulchan b'pshitus, sheberakeves mitzarfim le'zimun, that on a train, you can make a zimun, so a train, yes, a boat, yes, a wagon is a suffix. So we had the Ramah that told us the minhag is not to make a zimun in the house of an Ovi Kochavim. The Ramah gave us two reasons. Says the Mishabura ha'achronim cholkum hazeh. The achronim argue with this Ramah. Ukayom ha'minhag shemizamnim. And nowadays, Zok the Mishabura, the minhag is that we will make a zimun in the house of an Ovi Kochavim. Ubaharacham on Omrim. One of the concerns is that if we change the nusach of the haracham on Yivarach Balabais hazeh, the guy is going to get upset. It's going to be a sakana. So zok to mishavuro ba'arachem on omen marachem on yishach lano bracha meruba ba'al yichasenu ubi yeshivasenu ad olam. So we change the nusach and we say harachem on that Hashem should send us bracha meruba in our travels and our sitting forever. V'nuchalom harachem on hu yivarech es balabayis hazeh. You could even say the regular nusach of es balabayis hazeh. V'koi al balasuda. But really, it will be going not on the host, not on the person's house, which is Ovi Kochavim. It will be going on the person who supplied the food for the Suda. U'mikol shekein imkol echad ochal mishalo. Certainly, if every person is eating from his own food, sha'az afilu b'beis Yisrael omrim. Because then, even in a Jewish house, we say, Arachamun hu yivarech osanu. You join us with the bracha together that we're blessing ourselves, osanu. So that would avoid the problem of the guy getting upset. If people are eating at a hotel during the day, in a derech haray, a temporary way in the house of an oveg yelulim, evsher de ein ze kvius. It could be that's not considered a kvius. After all, you're eating derech haray. The ein mizamin, and the Magen Avraham says you wouldn't be mizamin. V'tov shelo yikvu az shloshten yachar v'yetsu midei safek. But the Primer Gadam says better they should not be kovei at all together, sit at different tables. That way we avoid any safek, and there'll be for sure no zimun. Interesting note over here, note 27. Uleinyan ha'ochlen b'misada o b'beis malom. People that are eating together in a restaurant or in a hotel. Rav Yashiv says, "Sheyesh lohem lomar harachmon yivarech as bal bayis hazeh." You should say the harachmon of the bal bayis. Afal pi shehem mishalmen lo asuda. Even though you're paying for your meal, you're in a restaurant, you're paying for your suda, you still should give this bracha to the bal bayis. Shekeinim bal bayis lohayu meichilam as asuda. The bal bayis didn't prepare the suda for you. Lohayu ochlin achila zu. Your money wouldn't have filled you up. You need them to prepare the food, and therefore, even though you're paying for it, it is grounds to say Yivarech as Bal Bayis. However, he does write, Legabe HaBrocha Miyuchedah Shemivarech HaOreich as Bal Bayis. That's only who Yivarech as Bal Bayis, but that's not the regular Brichas HaOreich, where we say the Hirotzon Shelo Yevosh. There we'll see later on, Shamishalim Al Sudaso Einu Mevarcha. There, if you're paying for your suda, you don't say this bracha. That's if you're invited out to a host. So then you say, especially Hirotzon Shelo Yevosh Bal Bayis Balum Haza, that tefillah, that's the Birchas HaReach. But we're discussing over here that you would say, even if you're paying for your food, that's the Harachamon who Yevarech as Bal Bayis Hazeh. So that's a very interesting note to point out. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalit, Shlosha Sheyoshvu Lechol. Three people sat together to eat. Uberchu Birchas Hamotzi. And they made the bracha of Hamotzi. Afilu kol echad ochel mikikaru. Even if each person is eating from his own loaf of bread. Vafilu lo ochel adayin kezayis pas. And the mamish just started their suda. They didn't yet eat a kezayis of bread. Einom rashoim lechalek. They can't split up. So you're locked into a zimun. If three people sat together, they made the bracha of Hamotzi together, even though they're still within the first kezayis of achila, they're not even chayv and benching yet, because they didn't eat enough, and they're all eating from their own loaf, they're already locked into the zimun, they are not allowed to split up. Says the Mishaburus of Kodnuch of Ches, Einom Rasha'im Lechalik, they can't split up. Hainu Afilu Rotze Ligmar Sudaso Kodim Shigmura Acherim, even if one wants to finish a suda before the others finish, so they're not going to be finishing the suda at the same time, it doesn't matter. Is still locked in. Kevon shachil shel zimun chal kvar olah ba'ascholas achila shelo. Since lemaisa you started together, as we saw last night, that you either start together, you end together. We even saw a shita last night. The Shmuzalman said that even if you didn't start or end together, but you had a kvias in the middle together, you're locked in. So we hear the Mishabur explains even if you want to end before the others, since you started together already at the point of eating less than a kezayis, eating from your own loaves, you are already locked into a zimun, and you are not allowed to split up. We will stop here and continue tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, with Sif Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.